It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, we are teaching today on the biblical theme of examining ourselves. The biblical theme of examining ourselves is a basic biblical theme that has three basic objectives. Number one, to please God. Number two, to be ready when Jesus returns. And number three, to have an effective witness as a Christian. We examine ourselves in addition to these three objectives with other points that we will discuss today. Examining ourselves is accomplished by lining our lives up with the Word of God. How important it is for us to examine ourselves in that in these last days, individuals are walking around professing themselves to be Christians when their lives are not evident that there's been a change in their life. That they are truly Christian is based on the criteria that we are going to talk about today. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 31 through 32 states, For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. This scripture is speaking to us as Christians in terms of looking in the mirror. This scripture is speaking about us looking into our heart and ensuring that we examine ourselves, that we are actually living the life as a Christian, and that we are ready to meet our Maker. Scripture was also teaching that if we were to do this kind of examination and judge ourselves, then the Lord will chastise us or correct us with loving kindness that we may make the appropriate changes in our Christian walk and not be condemned or punished with the world. This world that is not walking with the Lord, this world that is walking contrary to the ways of God, is doomed for condemnation, and we can escape that condemnation of the world if we were to examine ourselves to ensure that we as Christians are ready to meet the Lord. Point number one. Examine ourselves to always please God. This should be our motive. This is our number one objective. This is the litmus test to ensure that what we do is not based on duty or task, or because we have to do these things as Christians, but instead because we love the Lord and want to please Him. We love Him and want to make Him happy. Scripture teaches in Galatians chapter 5 that faith worketh by love. Our faith, our trusting in the Lord, is motivated by the love we have for the Lord. For example, if we as husbands or wives do things for our spouses, we do it not out of duty, not out of task, or not because we have to do it. We do it because we want to make them happy. We do these things because we want to please them. Breakfast in bed, fixing them lunch or dinner, running their bath water, helping them in their goals in life. We do this because we want to make them happy, because it pleases us that we please them. This should be the same motive that we have as we walk with the Lord. The Bible states in John chapter 8, verse 29, Jesus says, "For I do always those things that please him." 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, "And whatsoever we ask or pray for, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments," or his word, "and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, "Without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Examining ourselves to always ensure that we are pleasing God ensures that our very motive is based out of love and not out of duty or task. We are examining our word. We are examining our thought life. We are examining our speech to ensure that it pleases God. We are examining our thought life to ensure that it pleases God. We are examining our behavior to ensure that it pleases God. We are examining our prayer life to ensure that it pleases God. We are examining our marriage and the bringing up of our children to ensure that it pleases God. Point number 2, examine ourselves to always be ready when Jesus returns. The Bible speaks continually that no one knoweth the day nor the hour when the Lord will return. This is speaking not only of his second coming, but this is also speaking of the rapture of the church. The next item on God's biblical calendar is the rapture of the church, the taking away of the church before the great tribulation and the rise of the Antichrist. The rapture of the church is an unannounced moment of time where believers throughout the globe will be taken in a moment to be with the Lord forever. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 gives us context in terms of a moment in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. We shall be caught up together to be with him forever and ever. The rapture of the church is a final determination in terms of who is living for the Lord and who is not. This is because no individual can time the rapture, can time the return of the Lord, and begin at the last moment to try and get their life right with the Lord. A person who is ready to be raptured up with the Lord must be ready at all times, living a life that's pleasing to God. Warning is given in Scripture to those that try and time the rapture and try and live a double life. Matthew chapter 24, verses 45 through 51 gives us context and warning. "Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Truly I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This scripture gives us warning that some individuals will be faithful to the coming of the Lord, doing that which is right in the Lord's sight, and living a life that's pleasing unto Him because they love Him, in contrast to others that may say the rapture is not going to happen for a while. I have a long life to live. I can have some fun before the Lord comes back, and I will not be caught. Scripture teaches in the Old Testament that be sure your sins will find you out. Scripture teaches in the New Testament, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Point number 3. Examine ourselves to always have a Christian witness. We are charged in the scriptures to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Individuals in this world are looking for an answer to life's problems, and they're looking for an answer to everlasting life. We are in the scriptures are called to be living epistles. Individuals, before they read a written Bible, they are going to read our Bible. They're going to read our lifestyle. They're going to read the kind of behavior that we're doing, and that will determine whether they believe that Jesus Christ is real and can supernaturally change a person's life, or they will read and believe that God is not real because He's not real in our life. We as Christians that are known as Christians are being read every day by others looking for an answer, looking to authenticate Christianity, looking for themselves to be pulled out of a pit of crises, and looking for ways for themselves to get their life together. What a responsibility that we have to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. What a responsibility we have to be living epistles. Scripture gives us warning in Romans chapter 14, verse 13. Let us therefore not judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. We ought to ensure that our life is above reproach, and that we are not being a stumbling block to others by living a life that gives license to others for bad behavior, but rather gives encouragement by the life that we live that is positive in Christ and draws individuals from darkness to light. This can be done not only in our daily behavior, but this can be done in our daily speech and in whom we associate that's positive, edifying, encouraging, and going forward in life. Many individuals are using the excuses of hypocrites as a justification not to go to church. They are seeing individuals every day who are professing themselves to be Christians, yet their life not backing up their Christian behavior. And as a result, individuals say that the church is full of hypocrites, and that can become a barrier for them attending local church services. On the contrary, we should be living a life that's pleasing to God, and we should be a magnet that draws others in curiosity and wonder as to attend local services because they want their lives to be changed. We have a responsibility to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Point number 4. Examine ourselves by not comparing ourselves with others. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 states, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measure themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise." Individuals can always find someone else worse off than ourselves. This can give justification for us to think that we are not, quote unquote, so bad. We are charged in Scripture not to compare ourselves with others. The measuring stick for our examination is not to compare and contrast ourselves with others, but the measuring stick is the Bible itself. The Scriptures that teach us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. The Scriptures that teach us to forgive 70 times 7. The Scriptures that teach us to be holy and to live right. Matthew chapter 7 gives us warning in comparing ourselves with others. It reads, "Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again." The more we judge others, the more we compare and contrast ourselves with others, that same judgment is going to come back to us. Point number 5. Examine ourselves by being teachable and repentive. David gave an excellent scripture on how to examine himself and to always be teachable. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." David, in the scripture, looked in the mirror and gave permission and said, "God, turn on the searchlights of my heart and show me if there's anything in me that needs to be changed." David had a heart that was bent in God's direction to always want to please him, to always want to make him happy. Yes, David made decisions that he regretted later and had to repent from, but Scripture teaches that David was a man after God's own heart. David always wanted to please God and always wanted to ensure that his life was a sweet savior to God's nostrils. It is a joy and easy to serve the Lord and to live a life as a Christian when a person's heart is bent into the direction of loving the Lord with all their heart, all their mind, all their soul, and all their strength. The precious Holy Spirit, each and every day and throughout the day, is pricking and convicting and tugging at our heart to let us know that we need to forgive this person or need to repent from this sin or needs to develop some more patience in this area. Whatever the Holy Spirit is drawing us to do, what a precious gift it is to have the love of God reach out to us through the precious Holy Spirit. Hebrews chapter 3 gives warning and context to always be teachable and repentive through the Holy Spirit. "Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. When the Holy Spirit speaks, we ought to make the adjustment that we may grow and change in the Lord. This is how we examine ourselves, by being teachable and repentive. David, once again, gives a scripture in Psalm 131, verse 1, on how to be humble and remembering that we do not know everything. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. David had this lesson in his heart that he does not know everything, and he is a lifelong learner of what God has for him. Oh, how we can be as humble as this scripture teaches us. Scripture teaches, if any man think he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. We know nothing unless it is revealed from on high and through the scriptures and the precious Holy Spirit. Point number 6. Examine ourselves to ensure that we are producing fruit. This is the litmus test of every Christian. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 20, "Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them." Christians are known as Christians by only one way in Scripture, and that is by their fruit. Scripture teaches in the book of Galatians that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, which is self-control. These particular attributes are the litmus test ingredients that proves whether or not an individual is a Christian. If an individual is a Christian, then their lives are changed and they begin to produce these kinds of fruits. This is how we examine ourselves based on producing fruit. We examine ourselves to see if we are producing the fruit of the Spirit as listed in Galatians chapter 5, in comparison with the works of the flesh listed in that same chapter. If a person is living for the Lord as a Christian should, he or she will produce fruit that's pleasing in God's sight. If that person is not living for the Lord, then that individual will produce the works of the flesh as listed in Galatians chapter 5, living for the dictates and appetites of the flesh, because they are not living by the Spirit, but they are living in sensuality, carnality, fulfilling the appetites and the desires of the sinful nature, which includes breaking the word of God, the commandments of God, living in carnality, and is evident in the works of the flesh. We ought to examine ourselves because sin can be extraordinarily deceiving. Individuals will begin to feel as if they are Christians and not living by the example of the fruit of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 and 2 give this particular point context. "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity or godly love, I am become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I can remove mountains, and have not charity or unconditional love, I am nothing. Individuals in the church, despite how many giftings and callings that they may have, if they have not unconditional love, which produces the fruit of the Spirit, then they are not living the life of a Christian. And they should examine themselves to ensure that they truly have been converted. When an individual is truly born again and has been converted, the Holy Spirit now lives inside of them and they begin to produce the fruit of the Spirit. This basic biblical theme of examining ourselves has many components. We examine ourselves to ensure that we're always pleasing God. We examine ourselves to always be ready when Jesus returns. We examine ourselves to ensure that we have a Christian witness. We examine ourselves by not comparing ourselves with others. We examine ourselves by being open and teachable and repentive. We examine ourselves by living for the Lord as to keep His word. And we examine ourselves to ensure that we are producing fruit that's pleasing in God's sight and provides evidence that we truly have been changed, born again, regenerated in the Lord Jesus Christ, and have a brand new heart. This is the teaching on examining ourselves. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His love and kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer. Bow your head and close your eyes and repeat after me this prayer. Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.